Welcome to this episode of Real Christianity. My name is Dale Partridge, where each week I offer 15 to 20 minute answers to tough theological and pastoral questions. This is a 100% listener supported audio ministry of relearn.org. And for those who don't know, our mission at relearn.org is to educate and equip ordinary Christians to plant biblical, confessional, and missional house churches. For more information, just visit relearn.org/house. Welcome to Real Christianity. My name is Dale Partridge. Today will be an abnormal show. Over the past weekend, our school, Reformation Seminary, hosted our first group of 18 biblical house church planters here in Central Oregon. We spent 3 days going over what I call the informed preaching process and the art and science of expository studying. But after three back-to-back 12-hour days, it all culminated in having all of these men join our house church for worship on Sunday morning. And I'll tell you guys, the sound of nearly 30 men, our group plus our actual church, all these men singing hymns like He Will Hold Me Fast and Blessed Assurance, it really was sincerely special. In a world that is so saturated with passive and checked out husbands and fathers, there's just something beautiful about hearing a large group of men boldly praising God. And I was able to, after this wonderful time of worship, I was able and blessed to preach on the assurance that we have in our salvation as I wrapped up a five-part teaching on 1 John. Now, I say all this because I poured myself out these past several days and even the weeks prior in my preparation. And unfortunately, I wasn't able to set aside adequate time for study this week for this episode. That said, today in America is the inauguration of the next president of the United States. Now, for many people, including Christians, it has caused worry and anxiety regarding an uncertain future on issues like religious freedom or protection for the unborn or the preservation of the traditional family. For others in the church, it's become a political idol that's causing fear, obsession, and it's stealing precious time away from the Lord, their churches, their families. And so I'd like to just leave you with a brief encouragement. In Matthew 28:18, it says, "And Jesus came and said to them, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me.'" Folks, there is no activity on this earth that can occur without the permission of Jesus Christ. He is the King of kings, and even the winds and the seas obey him. We can trust that whatever comes to pass on this earth has come to pass by the permission of our Lord. While we may not understand what he's doing or why he's doing it, we can trust him because we know who he is. He's the righteous king, full of goodness and full of justice. And whether it's suffering or prosperity, whether it's peace or pain, whether it's joy or judgment, we can trust that God will work all things together for good for those who love him. And we know that his name will be magnified in this world. But most importantly, I want to remind you of the example that our Lord left us. Jesus prayed in Luke 24:42. He says those famous words, "Father, not my will, but your will be done." Let us train our own hearts to say these words. Let us trust our Father the same way that Jesus trusts the Father. Even in the face of trial and tragedy, let us say those words, "Father, not my will, but your will be done." So church, when we make the Lord's will our will, we have nothing to fear, right? For God's will is always good and it will always come to pass. So we can find our rest in that. I'll leave you with a wonderful quote from Jerry Bridges' powerful book called Trusting God. He says, "God's plan and his ways of working out his plans are frequently beyond our ability to fathom and understand. We must learn to trust when we don't understand. It is just as important to trust God as it is to obey him. When we disobey God, We defy his authority and despise his holiness. But when we fail to trust God, we doubt his sovereignty and question his goodness. In both cases, we cast slanders upon his majesty and his character. God views our distrust of him as seriously as he views our disobedience. Let us seek to accomplish both. May God bless you guys this week, and I will be back with a regular episode of Real Christianity next Wednesday.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Real Christianity. If you're a regular listener to this show, would you prayerfully consider making a donation to support our ministry efforts? Simply visit relearn.org/donate. Again, that's relearn.org/donate. And for those looking to explore the idea of joining or planting a church in your home, you can download our free PDF ebook titled The Basics of Biblical House Church by visiting relearn.org/house. Lastly, do you have a theological question you would like answered on the show? Submit your question at relearn.org/question. Thanks for joining us on this episode of Real Christianity. We will see you next Wednesday.